Collins, your host. It's so exciting to bring you here today. Well, this has been expected. We're having some technical difficulties, but things are going all right. I think anytime you have an exceptional show that's coming on, things pop up and happen, but that's okay. That's given us more time to actually have our show today. So, again, I am Latrice Collins. I am the president of The Career Brand, and this is Blog Talk Radio, The Career Brand. We are so excited because we have an opportunity to constantly work on ways for providing information to our listeners and building individuals and companies to that next level. This series, every time I think about this series, I have pride because this series is Veterans in the Workforce, a new line of defense for American businesses. And so what is that about? We know that we have the absolute best military in the world, and that's because of our people, processes, systems. We have pride in who we are. And so what happens is so many, when our men and women of uniform actually depart from the military, they come into the private sector, and sometimes there are disconnects. Sometimes they don't necessarily grab into the private sector in the same manner because these are two completely different cultures, two completely different work segments. So this month, we are focusing on bridging the gap between the two. Last week, the last episode was on making connections, your SOP to business success. And today, we're focusing on no one left alone, resources, tools, and partnerships for successfully linking vets and businesses. And I'm excited to say we have returning back with us, Patrick E. Alcorn. Welcome, Patrick. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back.
So, Patrick, last week I got great responses to people love to hear what you had to offer. I'm going to give a little bit about your bio to everyone, and then I would love to just kind of jump in so we can use every single minute to doing two things. One, helping our veterans to be able to succeed in this private sector, but we also want to help our companies who want to draw veterans in, who want to hire more veterans, who want to help give them some tools as well. So today's show is going to be based on both sides. So let me share a little bit about Patrick. So one, Patrick is Patrick E. Alcorn. Now that's important because there are a couple Patricks on LinkedIn and want to make sure that you reach out to the right expert. So Patrick E. Alcorn has 9 years of service with the U.S. Army, including time as a cadet in the United States Military Academy. He is a certified trainer, speaker, and career coach who utilizes his combination of West Point experience, an MBA, and relevant real-world knowledge to succeed in life and in his coaching principles. Now, you would have known that as well if you listened to Patrick or have a great opportunity to work with him behind the scenes, that this is a gentleman who gets it. And he has really that passion for the veterans, that he understands the whole core of that side, as well as understanding the private sector and how they're linked the two together. So I just literally could not have had a better person coming on a show to help giving tips to both sides on how do we succeed in business. So thank you again, Patrick.
And thank you for that introduction, Latrice. I understand as much as I can from someone who has actually experienced it, as well as someone who's constantly in contact with those who are experiencing it today.
Perfect. So now, if you remember from last week's show, we had a lot of information on, you know, kind of the mindset of the veterans and things about, SOPs and really what helps, what businesses can do to really help the veterans as well as what veterans can do to prepare. Now, today we want to talk about resources. But remember, when we left off last week, the last thing Patrick said was that no veteran is alone. He said it's important to know also not to go it alone. There's too many resources, too many people, too many companies who want to bring in veterans, want to help veterans. So this show is really built on that principle of not going it alone, because there are opportunities, sources out there to help you. You're not alone in this quest. So this week, you know, Patrick is really going to help us with identifying tools and resources, and then we're going to make sure we talk about partnerships by the end so our companies and our people can speak together. So saying that, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start with the veteran side because, you know, so many times, Patrick, we know that veterans have a difficult time transitioning out of military and into the private sector. I myself have spoken to several vets who speak constantly about feeling like they are alone when they're discharged and they don't have a direction to turn to. So my first question to you is, what do you think are the reasons that sometimes our men and women of uniform do not utilize resources that are available to them?
Well, Latrice, there are a couple of reasons that stand out. I mean, there are a number of reasons, but there are a couple of them that seem to be common amongst all of our veterans. The first one is that the military culture itself breeds self-sufficiency. I mean, when you're in the military, particularly, say, the Marine Corps or some of the other branches, you're taught not, or you're encouraged not to use your sick days, or you're encouraged not to go on sick call. You're encouraged, when you're on the battlefield, dress your own wounds and dress your battle buddy's wounds. So there's this mindset of self-sufficiency. I can do it all by myself. That is probably the most prevalent reason as to why men and women in uniform suffer in a transition process, because when you step outside of the military and you get into this place that I call it the real world, as though the military's not, but when you step outside into this world, the civilian side, collaboration is important, and being able to lean on other folks. The second reason is a trust issue. Veterans come out and they're trying to figure out, who do I trust? You got to remember, particularly in this day and age, when we've got combat zones across the world, Afghanistan, Iraq, I mean, you name it, it's difficult to tell who the friendly person is and who's really on your side. When we've seen women and children who would obviously appear to be friendly turn out to be one of our worst nightmares. So it's tough to figure out who to trust. And then last but not least, it's a lack of awareness. They just don't know. They have no idea what resources, the veteran has no idea what resources are available to them. When you're in the military, you know where your resources are. You've got your standard operating procedures. You've got all the different branches of the military. You got all the different departments, and you know which department does what and who to connect with. When you get out in the civilian world, you're trying to figure this stuff out. So who do I call? Who do I connect? So there's a lack of awareness, and that's part of my job at the Texas Veterans Commission. One of my main jobs, and everyone on my team, our job is to create awareness and help veterans become more aware of all the resources that are available to them.
Perfect. Could you, and I come across okay to you, Patrick?
Yes,
are you
absolutely.
Hearing me? Okay,
loud
perfect.
And clear.
Great. Great. So let me ask you a question. Do you have some examples, maybe a couple that you can share with us, of people who, you know, did take those steps? You know, because this is a big step of faith to step into now any form of veterans or support or system and now have to trust, right? Do you have an example
right.
of people who did use the services versus people maybe who have not?
Oh, absolutely. And again, there are some veterans who take full advantage of the services. I was in the barbershop last week getting my hair cut by a veteran, a Navy veteran, and when he introduced himself and I found out he was a veteran, I said, "Are you taking advantage of your benefits?" And he said, "Oh, no, oh, no." And he kind of said it cavalierly, and I was kind of taken back. So I asked, "Why not?" He said, "Well, you know, I never really saw the need to." And there are lots of veterans who are like that, but there's one veteran that I talk about named Ivana. As soon as she got out of the military, first of all, she spent 6 years in the military. She was in the Army. And as soon as she got out of the military, she went to the local VA here in Dallas, and she registered at the VA. And there's two important things for going to the VA and registering. One is she had an opportunity to connect with what's called a claims representative. And that gave her the opportunity to learn about all of the benefits that are due her as a veteran, including health care benefits. So everybody thinks the VA is just health care, but it's not. There are claims representatives in there that will give you access to all of your benefits. Now, she used her educational benefits to become a pharmacy tech. She got a job as a pharmacy tech, and while a pharmacy tech, she continued her education until she got her BS in nursing, her Bachelor's of Science degree in nursing. Once she got her Bachelor's of Science degree in nursing, then she went on to get a job at the Veterans Administration, working right there at the hospital as an OR nurse. She went back to school again, using the resources available to her, and got her degree as an RN. And now she has a job in a private surgery center, and she continues her military tradition of service as a teacher for schools that teach medical assistants. And that's just one example. A couple other quick examples. For example, my classmates from the Military Academy at West Point, Joe DePinto and Steve Cannon, they joined companies like 7-Eleven Corporation and Mercedes-Benz, and both went on to become the CEOs of their respective companies. So it's important to understand that our veterans have the character, the skills, and the intellectual foundation to succeed in any endeavor. Myself, I went on and took the entrepreneurial route after an 8-year detour in corporate America. But those are just a few of the examples of veterans utilizing the services.
So you've said a lot of things. I want to first talk a little bit about clarity on some words that may mean something different in the private sector. So you said the word benefits and you said the word claims. Now, on the private sector, benefits is health insurance, claims is a disability. And so help us to make sure everybody's hearing that when you're saying there are benefits available to veterans, are you speaking of limited to health care, or are you speaking more general?
When you serve in our United States military, you are afforded several benefits at the federal level, and they're augmented and added to at the state level, and then sometimes even at the local level. So when I talk about benefits, I'm talking about all of those benefits, and they can all be found at va.gov, which stands for veteransadministration.gov. But they include everything from educational benefits to housing benefits to home ownership benefits, to health care benefits, land purchase opportunities. I mean, you name it, the list just goes on and on and on. Rehabilitation services. And when I talk about a claims rep, the claims rep's job is to walk you through every last one of those benefits. So it's not just a claim for a medical disability or a medical issue. They literally sit down and they say, okay, you joined the military on this day. When you signed up for this benefit, because some benefits you have to sign up for, different levels of the educational bill you sign up for. Some benefits you automatically get regardless of what military you're in, and some you specify. But any sense, so the claims representative's job is to help remind you, because you signed up for those benefits, you went off into the military and forgot about them. Now you're out of the military and you probably still forgot about them. The claims representative job is to look at your record and identify every last benefit that's due you.
Perfect, perfect. And this also includes employment. There's so much the VA does to help attract employers and get your name in front of those employers. That this is why Patrick is stressing that go to your VA. It's not just going because there's a disability at place. That's one small thing that's done. Our country has clearly set up and establish a wonderful system for being able to really empower you with a lot of services. I'm saying services for the sake of the private sector, benefits for the sake of the veteran sector. But they're providing you with a list of them, and they have people there to really shed light. So as you grow in life and realize there's more you want out of life, you know what's available to you to help you get that.
Absolutely. And these are
like,
absolutely.
Right, these are like thank yous to our veterans for the time they served. And I'm proud of our country for doing that, for people who've done so much for us.
Awesome. And, you look at those benefits, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm open. Go ahead. Look at those benefits.
No, I was going to say, and when you look at those benefits, they come in all shapes, sizes, in all different forms. Some of them come in the form of monetary benefits, where you actually receive dollars and cents. Some of them come in the form of discount services, where you're not having to pay certain fees that a non-veteran would have to pay. For example, in the home loan program, a lot of folks outside of the military would have to put down payments, whereas if you served in the military, you don't have to put down a down payment and you can still qualify for the same types of loans. So there's just so many different benefits.
Gotcha. So let's kind of steer back to from a career perspective. So there's a lot of veterans who want to get into the private sector. So they want to utilize their skills somewhere. Can you tell us what are some resources that's available to them right now?
Absolutely. The first thing, before I address the full and complete veteran, let me just make a quick comment for those individuals who are still in the military getting ready to transition out. So they're still active and they're getting ready to transition out, say over the next 60, 90 days, maybe even 6 months. Every military installation across the nation and possibly across the world has what's called a Transition Assistance Program, TAP, Transition Assistance Program, TAP. So while you're still in the military, take advantage of the Transition Assistance Program. I know your commander and everybody else on base still wants you to stay focused on your job, and you should stay focused on your job in the military because lives could depend on it. But at the same time, you've got to remember you're going to be transitioning to a whole new world in about 60 to 90 days, and you want to be prepared for it. So take advantage of the Transition Assistance Program. At the national level, when it comes to career, there's a website called careeronestop.org, O-R-G. That's career, careeronestop, careeronestop.org. Now, I'm not endorsing any of the resources that I'm about to share with you on behalf of the Texas Veteran Commission. I'm simply sharing information from our vast array of resources to increase all of your listeners' awareness. So with that said, at the national level, there's careeronestop.org, and that's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor. It's one of the best career sites for you to go to when you're transitioning out of the military. Locally, we have tvc.texas.gov, and Texas is spelled out T-E-X-A-S, where, you, as I mentioned, you can have access to claims representatives for employment benefits. And those, the TVC, we actually have career advisors, counselors, that are in every Texas workforce center across the state of Texas. I believe there's 172, somewhere around there, across the state of Texas, and they have a twofold job. One job is simply to contact employers and help employers create veteran-friendly hiring practices. And the second is to maintain a database of veterans who are looking for employment and connect those veterans with those vacancies across in all those employers' opportunities. So the other resources might include, Texas is so serious about ensuring our veterans get everything that they're entitled to. We actually developed an application that you can put on your phone, and it's the Text Vet app, and you can just type in Texas Veteran in your phone, whether you're on an iPhone or an Android phone, and pull up the application, and that application will give you the link to veteran resources all across the state of Texas. If I continue looking on, and I'm sorry, I'm just kind of running through my brain here and running through a list, but recruitmilitary.com has a Facebook community. It's a website, and it's designed to help veterans find careers in the workplace. It's veteran-friendly. LinkedIn has a Veteran 101, has a Veteran 101 site. With that said, as a veteran, you have a free LinkedIn premium account that's one of your benefits. So you can simply go on to LinkedIn, sign up on LinkedIn, and make sure that there's some veteran language in your profile, and that will authorize you to have a free LinkedIn premium account. Office Depot does free business cards for veterans. So there's resources galore. So veterans should create business cards with their name and contact information and possibly some bullet points in terms of their key strengths and key skills to pass those out in their career search. So those are just a few of the resources that are available for the veterans that are out there.
So I have a couple more questions, and this is powerful. I'm spending so much time writing. I'm like, okay, wait, get back and ask him another question. So I have two questions to you, and we only have a few minutes left, and I want to get on the business side. So if you can help me with concisely answering this. The first one, when you talk about national level, the one that was career one-stop, mm-hmm. excuse me, mm-hmm. what does that site offer?
It's actually a site that's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor, and it's similar to your Career Builder or your Muster.com, but it's mm-hmm. veteran-friendly. So the language in it, when you're looking for a job and when you're transferring information, it makes the job search easier. And then it also has links in it and tools to enable you to access your veteran benefits and get – because some jobs have a certain criteria for hiring veterans, and they have certain what we call set-asides where they have to hire a certain number of veterans. And so to qualify, you have to have certain information like your DD-214, which is the document that you receive when you get out of the military that validates you're a veteran. So you get to post all of that and lock in all of that information.
Gotcha.
But one of the other tools, and I'll mention another website that as I'm answering that question, is Muster.com has a site called Military.com. It's their version of Career Builder, and it has a skills translator on the website. So you can literally put in your military job, and it will translate your military job from its military language to civilian language. For example, when I was in the military, my job was a 75 Bravo, and they said, well, what is 75 Bravo is what a civilian would ask. Well, first of all, the Bravo stands for B, so it was a 75B. And the 75 series simply meant that I was in personnel. In other words, I was in human resources. So we had 75 A, B, C, D, F, but I was a 75 Bravo, which is personnel services. If I go on to the military.com skill translator, I can simply put in I was in the Army, put in my rank, put in 75 Bravo, and it will literally list my job function and my skills in civilian terms. Isn't that a great idea?
That is so fantastic. I remember we talked about that, and I was like, what is the name of that site? So everybody, please write that down. I think this one component can be the difference for so many people. And now here's the other thing that I would also recommend. When you see this translator, so when you see that it cross-references what you've done, it's important for you to now read the private sector version of it. And when I say memorize it, I mean get to understand it thoroughly, because when you're speaking to a member in a private sector, you have to speak that language. So it's not sufficient enough that you figured out what to apply for. You have to look at how to translate in conversation and in writing what you've done in the past to what you can do for them in their sector.
And Latrice, that's an excellent point, and there's some additional help with that as well. I'm going to mention one more site. It's called Welcome Home Resume, spelled just like it sounds. It's .org. Welcome, WelcomeHomeResumes.org. WelcomeHomeResumes.org. And it's an interactive tool that's supported by one-on-one interview skills coaching. So not only do you get the translator, but you actually get a call back and a connection with a volunteer counselor who will get on the phone with you and conduct practice interviews with you and practice interview questions with you to help you prepare for that civilian interview.
Wow, that is fantastic. I'm so glad that you've shared those two pieces. So we only got about 4.5 minutes left. Let's jump and look at from an employer perspective. Now, there are a lot of people, entrepreneurs, small businesses, large corporations, who would really be interested in drawing more veterans to their company and hiring more, especially with what you described at the beginning when you talked about the character of our veterans is really one who can or self-sufficient, who understand how to take care of problems. I promise you, we're looking for that kind of person. So sometimes our employers are really overwhelmed, and they think it's a lot to do in order to create an atmosphere or to start something where they can start searching out and drawing, attracting military veterans. What are a couple types of no-cost impact things that you think that they can do to build trust in their environment?
Okay, and Latrice, I'll answer that as quickly as possible, but I just want to say I understand that not every company has the resources to do big things. So some small things that you can do is you can include your company's veterans in the hiring process. Somewhere within your organization, you have a veteran. Create a welcome committee. If they don't do anything except make a simple phone call to the candidate in the hiring process just to communicate and connect and say thank you for serving. Just a simple thank you for serving makes the connection and opens doors and makes that hiring process so much more veteran-friendly. You can invite your company's veterans to accompany your HR professionals when you attend local career fairs and hiring events. So don't just send an HR professional to the hiring event to do what they normally do. Somewhere in the area of that hiring event, you have an employee in the field. You have an employee out there. Get that employee to stop by the hiring event and stand next to that HR professional just to greet that veteran and smile and say, again, thank you for serving. And that's really just the key is make that connection. You know, Latrice, the best resource is my organization, the Texas Veterans Commission. We're in the state of Texas. We're actually the state-appointed advocate for veterans in the state of Texas. And we, like I mentioned, we have veteran career advisors in every workforce commission. That's not just for the veterans. That's also for the employers. Make a connection at the Texas Workforce Center with the veteran career advisor. The veteran career advisor will put you in touch with veterans that are looking for jobs.
Fantastic, fantastic. Oh, and one last thing. Now, where someplace, what are the services do you think are available or do you know that are available for those employers?
Well, one of the services available, again, in the Texas Workforce Commission is you have a representative who will come on your site, work with you, and show you how to have veteran-friendly practices, help you analyze and look at resumes that may be coming from veterans, and also train your HR personnel in being able to more effectively communicate and connect, because everyone communicates, but not everyone connects, and they'll help you to connect with our veterans. You can also work with the veteran-friendly recruiting companies, such as Recruit Military. They host a veteran-only hiring fair quarterly in several of the markets across the U.S., and they can put veterans galore in front of you. I know when I attend those fairs here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they have somewhere around 400 to 600 veterans that are looking for employment. And employers have access to all 400 to 600 veterans all in one location at one time.
Fantastic. Now, with just 1 minute to go, let me tell everyone, we've been really excited at what Patrick has been bringing to us. Next week, Patrick's specialty is entrepreneurship. So next week, Patrick is going to help us really focus on those veterans who want to, instead of going into the corporate market, they want to actually start their own business and utilize all that they've learned. Next week is just for you. And then our last week in August, we're going to be focusing on really a fire chat with different veteran professionals so that we can hear from them what matters, what builds trust, and what helps them be successful. Patrick, thank you so much for another fantastic show. We could not have done this without you.
Thank you for letting us share.
Well, until next week, this is Latrice Collins with The Career Brand. Thank you so much. If you want to reach out to us, remember, go to email us at info@thecareerbrand.com. T-H-E. That is info@thecareerbrand.com. Until then, have a great day, everyone.